What's up, everyone? This is Mark Hill from My Card Post. You're listening to the Sports Card Strategy Show. There is no off-season.
This is Teapot from Sports Card Investor, and I'm loving the content here on Sports Card Strategy Show and the NoOffSeason.com Sports Card Network. Be sure to subscribe for year-round advice on keeping your portfolio up to date, because there is no off-season.
What's up, everybody? I'm Paul Hickey with NoOffSeason.com. This is the Sports Card Strategy Show. Don't forget to get a free 30-day trial at NoOffSeason.com today to help you make money flipping sports cards, build your sports card investment portfolio, get unlimited advice from our experts, and take sports card school to navigate the hobby. That's NoOffSeason.com. Get your free 30-day trial today. All the data we use on the Sports Card Strategy Show is from MarketMoversApp.com. Use code NoOffSeason at MarketMoversApp.com to get 20% off for life after a free 14-day trial. All right, let's get to the Sports Card Strategy.
Happy Wednesday, my dudes and dudettes. Welcome back to another episode of the Sports Card Strategy Show. We're pumped to have you here with us. Thanks for taking some time out of your day to join us. Alongside me, I got my man, Paul Hickey, who I'm excited to talk with today on today's show. We've got, obviously, the NBA play-in. Baseball's in full swing. Football is on the horizon. Basketball just wrapped up. The WNBA draft. There's a lot going on, which means, per usual, we've got a lot to break down for you guys. Paul, how are we doing this morning?
I'm doing great, man. You know, flipped on the TV last night to see some in-season tournament basketball. Super exciting to see Zion and LeBron squaring off. And then, of course, Zion going down with the weird, mysterious injury. Also, Brandon Ingram and Jonas Valanciunas on the bench for, like, the entire almost second half. Little Jose Alvarado, Grand Theft Alvarado in the house. So, loving the NBA right now, man.
Definitely, yeah. GTA looked good. Zion looked fantastic until going down with that injury. I watched every minute of both games. I love playoff basketball, so I'm excited for the coming weeks. I think we're going to have a fantastic couple weeks with just how many good teams we have in the league right now. But let's get into what we're going to talk about today. We've got post-call-up pricing, why we sell baseball prospects when we do, some information to kind of show why our strategies are in place how they are, the current data after some guys have been called up that we've been following for several months and recommended. And then, of course, we got NBA play-in slash playoff selling strategies. Wanted to get you guys in a good position to know what to do with your basketball holdings, no matter what round your team of the player that you're holding gets to. And, of course, we've got top five cards to buy, graded, and flip. But first, we're going to hit on some live chat love. Paul, I will let you go ahead and take things away there.
Yeah, if you're listening on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, you know, we love you. But the live chat here at youtube.com/Paul Hickey has become kind of a fun place to hang out. So we like to say hello to everybody in the live chat. Shane Graham, happy hump day. Gabe Davis, getting ready for his Jacksonville Jaguars season coming up. Koa C in the house. What's up, Mr. T with the Seattle Seahawks logo? And Sergeant Slabs in the live chat first today. Remember to drop your L's and W's. We're going to shout you out at the end of the show if you're dropping in after this initial live chat love. If you like the content we're putting out on a daily, weekly basis, and you're listening on the podcast apps, please be sure to like, comment, and subscribe at youtube.com/Paul Hickey as well. It helps us out a lot. And of course, if you want to get into some chat and you're listening on the podcast apps, join the Discord at sportscardstrategy.com to participate in the ongoing conversation as well. That's where we're also dropping a lot of links to our latest content. We've got these daily sports card market update reports that are posted for everybody, and so those are dropped into the Discord. We've also got question of the day going on in the Discord and pretty much everywhere. So Connor, what's today's question of the day, and how can people participate in it?
Yeah, let's hop right to it. Question of the day, I want you guys to have a chance to brag today. It's been good. We were just talking about it before the show, Paul, to kind of see plays pan out in the manner that we hope that they would. But we want to hear about the plays that you guys have made that have gone well for you. So the question of the day is, which player slash card have you made the most money flipping? What is your biggest W? This is your time to brag. We want to know your biggest W of all time when it comes to flipping. So be sure to comment at youtube.com/Paul Hickey once this live stream ends, or on our pinned post on Instagram at Sports Card Strategy. That is Sports Card Strategy on Instagram. And guys, of course, you can get a free trial, a free 30-day trial at nooffseason.com today to start learning our guidelines, strategies, and plays to help you make money flipping sports cards to fund your PC and other things in your life. And of course, Sports Card School is live and constantly being updated at nooffseason.com, and it's a fantastic place for both noobs and advanced flippers, and of course, even the high rollers, to learn how to navigate the hobby and ultimately build a collection that increases in value over time. To access Sports Card School, you can go to sportscardschool.com. All right, Paul, let's hop right on into things. We're going to start
Connor,
things
before
off
we do that, can I just quickly answer the question?
Oh, of course. Of course. What am I doing? Go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. Sometimes I don't really have an answer. It's more rhetorical for the audience. But Victor Wembanyama. Victor Wembanyama is the player that I've made the most money flipping, starting with this SI for Kids card that I got hunted down back in February and flipped it, graded it at PSA, several copies, about 12 or 13 copies. And Victor Wembanyama, funnily enough, according to the formula, is like the number one player in the formula right now at nooffseason.com to go get his cards. And so if you want to continue to make money on Victor Wembanyama cards like I have, and I'm following the formula to a T right now. We built this formula to just help us prioritize the best sports card opportunities. And then, of course, we branch out into a bunch of other cards, but we start with the formula. And so I'm buying Victor Wembanyama's 2023 base prism, and I'm getting them graded at PSA because that's like one of our number one opportunities right now. So if you have no idea what I'm talking about, just go to nooffseason.com, click on the player rankings, and click on the formula-based player rankings when you get there. So I see David T in the house. Just want to say hi to him. And he's shouting out another big card in our formula, CJ Stroud. CJ Stroud base prism's up there too. So thanks, David T. All right, Connor. I didn't mean to cut you off. I was just excited to kind of let everybody know the player slash card that I've made the most money on. One more actually before I hand it over to you. Maybe you have a comment on this. Jordan Poole. Jordan Poole's 2019 Contenders Optic rookie ticket auto on card. I bought in person at the 2022 National from Chase Krim for about $300, and Chase didn't think it was going to gem. I sent it to PSA. It gemmed, and boom, bang, right in Chase Krim's face. Sold that for about $1,100. So massive profit on that one card. So I would say that one card is probably still my biggest profit flip from a card standpoint, but definitely the player and the card when you put them together, like 12 to 13 of the Victor Wembanyama SI kids. That was over a $2,500 net profit for me on that. So anyway, back over to you, my man.
Yeah, big time. And real quick, not to stray too far in a different direction of the path of the show, but you mentioned obviously the market reports that we're putting out on a daily basis at youtube.com/Paul Hickey. I just wanted to give another shout out to those guys. We're trying to do the best we can to kind of be your all-encompassing source of content when it comes to flipping sports cards. And I think that the daily reports of the market, if you guys are paying attention to them, they just kind of range in that 10 to 15 minute kind of gap. Take the time out of your day to watch those. Leave a comment. They're really going to help you do a good job of staying up to date on where the market's at for different sports. Even if it's not in primetime season for a particular sport, you kind of still need to know where the market's at because that's probably going to be a good time to buy. So just wanted to give a quick shout out to those daily reports that are coming out. Be sure to check those out at youtube.com/Paul Hickey. With that being said, let's hop right into talking about why we sell when we do for baseball prospects. Paul, I've got a little bit of information to run through, and then we'll have a nice spirited discussion about it. So for months and maybe even years, obviously before I came along, we've been talking about selling your baseball prospects at the call-up to avoid losing profit margin after the call-up if the player doesn't perform well or if hype dies or for any other reason there. So some of our top prospects over the last several months are a perfect example of why we do not wait to see if they'll go LE De La Cruz nuclear when they are called up. Example number one, someone that was near the top of our rankings for the last few months, Wyatt Langford. His entire market is down 19.3% over the last 30 days. That's 175 cards trading, totaling nearly 3,000 sales. While Langford is not playing awful, he's hitting just .266 and has yet to hit his first home run there. And the Rangers are playing close to .500 ball. His 2023 Bowman Draft Chrome DP Auto in Raw is down 25% over the last 14 days and down almost 33% over the last 30. In his 2023 Bowman Draft Chrome base in PSA 10 is down 24% over the last 14 days. I mentioned those two cards, obviously, because they kind of fall in the category of what we would consider the right card for a guy like Wyatt Langford. But he's not the only one that's down since being called up. We've got Jackson Holliday. Obviously, he's really been struggling since seeing that call up, which is exactly why we sold before seeing how well he's going to do. Just one hit in his first 22 at-bats. That's also 12 strikeouts included and only one run batted in during that time. His entire market is down almost 7% in just the last 7 days. That's 148 cards, totaling 1,100 sales. Guys, this is why we want to be capitalizing on hype. Don't be greedy here. Don't try to rely on them playing well when they get to the next level to get true profits. We want to rely on hype. Paul, what are you thinking about these numbers? And what kind of affirmation is this for us?
Yeah, well said, Connor. I mean, definitely don't want to be greedy. I mean, I think we've always known that prospects don't really fare well in their first several games in the MLB. I mean, it's just, it's hard to go back and find anyone who's just kind of dominated from the start all the way through. I mean, even guys who come up and hit bombs in their first series, like kind of the next week hit a cold spell, you know? So that's just kind of how baseball is. So it just takes a long time, especially these guys are so young. So the baseball prospect thing gets a bad rap in the hobby from people who kind of don't really know exactly what they're doing. Meaning they look at the price of a prospect card when it first hits the market and they think, man, what are people doing paying that amount of money for that card? You know, in order for it to go up, they're going to have to become the next, you know, they're going to have to make the Hall of Fame. And yes, that's true. But what those people aren't thinking about is moving fast, moving in and out. And that's what we do at the Sports Card Strategy Show and nooffseason.com. We don't set it and forget it. So we don't think it's risky investing in baseball prospects at all. And that's why we have said sell at the call up. Now, you've pointed out some amazing data in the sports card market validating why we don't want people to hold past the call up. Even Jackson Holliday's cards have continued to go up because of the initial call up hype. However, they're starting to level off and they will be going down. And as you can see, like Wyatt Langford's data has already proven us to be correct in that. But I want to say this. While we feel really, really good about selling at the call-up, and we feel really good about not holding past the call-up, we feel really good about capitalizing on the hype and not being greedy. One thing that our loyal nooffseason.com family members have already learned, and that you and I have learned, just in this last baseball card market hype cycle of, let's call it late January, February, March, right? Is there were some cards that were on our radar from some of these players that you've mentioned, Langford, Holliday, even Jackson Churio, even James Wood, Spencer Jones, some of the other prospects that have been atop our list over the last year that actually peaked back in February. And so what I want everybody to take away from this is not only what you've said, which is, don't hold past the call up and sell at call up. It's actually also, if you're up on a card before the call up, you know, even like 2 months before a call up or 2 months before the start of a baseball season, if you're up on that card and it's selling for a 50% profit, 2x, 2.5x, 3x, you sell that mother scratcher. You go ahead and sell that thing, because the reason why we've always said sell at call up is so that you don't lose money and that you potentially 50% profit, 2x, 2.5x, 3x, potentially. But with the price of a lot of these prospects, everything's always priced fairly. Like, you're not going to beat anyone to the punch in the sports card world. It's very, very hard to do that. We help people do that at nooffseason.com with people like Shedeur Sanders, Carson Beck, Travis Hunter, a lot of these guys that are next that we know are going to have selling markers. But even those guys, people start to realize, okay, well, if I price this card, this Holliday, this Churio, this Wood, this Shedeur Sanders, this Carson Beck, if I price this card at, say, $600, I'm kind of pricing it at what I think it's going to go up to. So you either have to be a very astute buyer early to make money, or you have to sell at the right time, or both. And so what we're trying to do with the sell alerts at call up for the baseball prospects is help you not hold too long and mitigate risk. But really what we've learned, we continuously learn through experience, and what we've learned and gotten better at is maybe just pulling trigger a little bit earlier in a buy it now or best offer. So we've kind of honed in on these strategies, these selling strategies of auction off at the call up, but don't be afraid to list in a buy it now best offer format 2-3 months ahead of time if you see the price for that card rising. And you can go ahead and get that little new listing badge, get people excited about it. Because what you're doing is you're leaving meat on the bone for other people. I think that if you wait until an actual selling marker, we always say don't buy a card without a selling marker in mind. That's true. But a selling marker can be ahead of a sell by date. So a lot of times we send out a sell alert either at a selling marker or a sell by date. What we've learned from this, just to kind of put a bow on this conversation from my standpoint, is the call up is the sell by date. That means the milk's about to expire, the meat's about to go bad. You got to sell it. It's about to go down in price. So the call up is the sell by date. A sell alert or a selling marker can come ahead of the sell by date, and you might make way more money at a sell alert or a selling marker. And a selling marker, I think, also has many definitions, right? It can be a hype cycle, it can be a performance spike, or it can simply be a rise in value on a card based on how the market is valuing it, aka what are current comps? Are current comps up a lot from where you bought it at? Boom, selling marker, sell alert. Let's get that thing sold, move on to the next.
I love that. Yeah. And I think Paul Spencer Jones is probably a perfect example of kind of the thing you're breaking down there, where we will take advantage of hype that happens prior to that expiration date, prior to that milk going bad, which is for these MLB prospects going to be that call up date. But Spencer Jones was a perfect example, kind of popped off in a big market. We saw his prices go out, so we sent out the sell alert. So if you look at his last 60 days, he's up 15%. But then if you jump to the last 30, he's actually down 20% over that time and then kind of leveled off the last 14 days and the last 7 days in terms of market data there. So I think that's a perfect example of it, right? Like if you see the opportunity where those cards spike like crazy, we're not going to try and wait and hope that that hype continues to stay at that level if someone's playing extremely well. So that's an example of like we're picking the right guys, Paul, that almost like you have the upside of performance spikes, but we're not waiting on them to be the say all be all in terms of making profits there.
Yeah, because there's prospect fatigue big time in baseball. Some of the top guys take forever to get called up. I think one other thing I want to call out, what we've seen this baseball season is we've seen guys really make the big leagues super early on. Like Jackson Holliday is 20 years old. I mean, think of all the 19, 20-year-old baseball prospects that don't get called up to the big leagues until they're 22, 23. Same with Wyatt Langford. I mean, he's older, obviously, because he went to college. We're going to see Dylan Cruz. We're going to see Paul Skeens is like, you know, probably going to be in the running for rookie of the year in the National League. We're going to see a lot of different prospects get called up this season because they're more mature than others. That's going to leave potentially guys like Ethan Salas, right, who's still super young. You know, maybe there's going to be some prospect fatigue with some other top guys who are going to be on that list for a long time. And so one thing I like about the formula is it's allowing us to not wait for prospect fatigue. It's allowing us to run cards like Ethan Salas's Bowman Chrome First base PSA 10 through the formula and see, okay, is there an opportunity to go ahead and is that card down enough to where we could buy it and then flip it this baseball season based on historical trends from other prospects that are similar to him and at other time periods that indicate that baseball cards go up like July, August. So avoiding prospect fatigue, not necessarily waiting till the call up are definitely part of the formula now. But to your point, yeah, selling at call up is super important because it mitigates the whole risk and kind of debunks the myth of like, oh, buying these baseball prospects is super risky. Honestly, what I've experienced and what I've seen in the data, so first and second hand here, is that the worst you're going to do is break even, you know, and you have a lot of fun along the way if you're selling at call up. And I know everybody wants to make money. That's why we're here. But if you look at everything and you're breaking even on even 60, 70% of your purchases and you're profiting 20 to 50% on the rest of them, which is what you'll do if you're a premium member at nooffseason.com, that's what you'll do. You're making money and no other hobby really pays you back. So, I really like this conversation. I'm glad you brought it up on today's show.
Yeah. And of course this is all timely, right? So make sure you're signed up for those sell alerts so you know when to list these guys. That's Sports Cards. Text Sports Cards to 1-833-992-5727. Paul, let's roll along to talking about some NBA play-in / playoff basketball. Before we do, I want to give a quick shout out to our guy, Brad Smith, who made it to a live. Always got to shout out the first time live listeners. Paul, if you already did that, I apologize. I'm kind of locked in on the information right now, but let's hop right on over to NBA playoffs / play-in. Guys, if you didn't pay attention to the games last night, the Lakers were able to beat the New Orleans Pelicans 110 to 106 as Zion went down with a hamstring injury with about 3 minutes left after dropping 40 points. So the Lakers will win the seventh seed in the West, and I believe now they will face the Nuggets. Could be wrong there. And then also we had the Kings knock off the Golden State Warriors. So Golden State is eliminated, and the Kings will now face the Pelicans for that eighth seed. That will be Friday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, April the 19th. And then tonight, we're going to have our Eastern Conference game. So Miami's going to play the Philadelphia 76ers. That's 7 o'clock Eastern tonight. And then we've got also the Atlanta Hawks playing the Chicago Bulls tonight at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. Same format there. The winner of the 9/10 seed games, which is Atlanta and Chicago, will face the loser of the 7 and 8 seed games, and the 7 seed will move forward. So let's talk about what this means for us. Like, that's a bunch of cool data if you're interested in keeping up with basketball, but obviously we care about the card data here. So there's a lot of guys that are still playing right now that we've talked about buying over the last several months. So of course we want to touch on them for you guys, make sure you guys know what to do with your cards of these guys. So Paul, I will kind of take these names one at a time and kick it over to you. We can kind of break down the player. We'll start off with Zion Williamson. A guy that we pitched several months ago because we felt like his Prism Silver was really undervalued, and it definitely was. That card is now up 28% over the last 90 days. As I mentioned, he did drop 40 points in the loss last night against the Lakers and was injured late. This late injury, Paul, is exactly why we sent out our sell alert at the beginning of April. We saw those prices spike, and we wanted to get out if you had bought in at a time that puts you in the green. I'm thinking if you're still holding Zion, Paul, and did not capitalize on last night's game as an opportunity to move him, you're now hoping for good news on the injury report. Otherwise, you could be in bad shape. Obviously, if the Pelicans lose this next game, then they are out of the playoffs. They do play the Kings Friday. This will be your next opportunity to sell, assuming he plays. I think if we get good news on Zion's health here, Paul, and if you didn't pay attention to the sell alerts, which we really recommend that you do. Obviously, we sent that out a couple of weeks ago. But if we get good news on Zion's health here, I think you could potentially list this in a buy it now or best offer at a price that puts you in the green. I would probably avoid an auction just because, you know, you've only got one play-in game. We're not deep into the playoffs. And if he doesn't play, you could be in a really bad spot there. But curious on what you think to do with the Zion Williamson Prince.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, how great is it to see Zion in a relevant game, a playoff game, really, and puts up 40. I mean, he just looked amazing. I mean, he looked like the guy that we always wanted him to look like and wished he wasn't injured so that he could be out there doing his thing. I mean, just all the layups, man. I mean, such a smart player, and he's just, you know, it's not that easy to score 40 points when most of them are layups, I don't think, especially you got LeBron James in there taking charges. You got AD in there. Got Rui in there trying to clog up the lane and things like that. So it was like the Lakers could not stop him. And I think if he would have been on the floor for the last 3 minutes, it would have been a completely different story. So I think the way the hobby could react to this could be very good for Zion's market. So even if he doesn't come back, even if he doesn't play another game, you know, in the 2023-2024 season, his card market could still remain pretty strong. which is a good sign for everybody. I think I don't anticipate a major dip in Zion's pricing, but I mean, sending out sell alerts and things like that, which we've already done for Zion, was definitely a smart thing to do, again, because we want people profiting, and we knew that the people were up on the cards that they had bought based on our earlier predictions for Zion's cards. So I feel really good from a lot of standpoints with Zion. I think, you know, who knows what this mysterious leg injury is. Super weird that like he didn't even look injured. I was shocked when I saw him running back to the locker room. And then he's like seen walking around after the game. So it's just weird. Like, was he playing injured the whole game and just like not showing it? Like, you know, who knows? I'm sure we'll find out more later. I think the national TV coverage, the performance at home against the Lakers, this was good for Zion's card market. This was very, very good. So I don't feel super strong about any movement on Zion's immediate market. I think you're going to have a lot of people that want to wait to see what happens. I think a lot of people have already sold if they've listened to us. Hopefully they already sold and got out. And I still think that's a good position to be in. Here's why. Because, and this is again why I really, really love the formula. And I know we're about to get into some more formula stuff later on in the show. But if you look at different cards, which the formula does, the formula sees that there's a Zion card that you can still profit on, even though generally he's up right now. Because the formula says that if you can get his 2019 Optic Holo 158 PSA 10 for around its last sale price of $130, you should be able to make money on that card either next month or in October based on historical data. And you should be able to make 38 to 40% on that card. You would need 10 of them at a total buy-in of $1,300 to make $500 as kind of an arbitrary total profit goal. But it's returning at a 38% clip. And, you know, I see that playing out because I think you're going to have some Zion truthers that are bought in now. Dude's still young and he's on a great team. He's got a great coach. I mean, I could see this going really well for Zion. So I have no inside track on his injury. I really, really like his card market right now. I feel great if you already got out for a profit. I'm always going to believe that. But I also feel good if you want to follow the formula and buy into a card like that Optic Holo rookie right now and see how this whole thing plays out.
Yeah, and Paul, let's throw a hypothetical out here real quick. Let's say that Zion does, for whatever reason, play in the next game. They win the play-in and make the playoffs. And let's say that people have their cards of his listed and buy it now or best offer. Don't get the bites at the price they're looking for during the play-in game. But now the Pelicans are in the first round of the playoffs. Do you think that that's a spot where you could potentially auction him off to kind of have an auction ending towards the end of the series? Or what do you think you do at that point with Zion if you're still holding?
Absolutely. I mean, I think, first of all, if you're still holding Zion, you could probably still list him at recent comps, depending on the card that you're holding, and still get accept offers or get people to buy it now if you're not asking an outrageous amount for your buy it now amount, which some people do. So don't do that. But if you price it at, you know, say 20-30% profit for yourself and you want to move out of Zion in a buy it now or best offer, do that now because he's relevant. He's in the news. Is he going to come back? He's got this other game coming up against Sacramento. So there's hype around him now, even though this injury, I mean, he was outstanding on the court. So I don't know that you would have to wait if you want to move out now. But I agree, though, an auction might not be the best thing to do until he's in a playoff series or until next season rolls around and there's the hype of the last week of October.
Yeah, I like that. Let's move along next to another guy we've talked about. And that's Tyrese Maxey, guard for the Philadelphia 76ers. We all felt really good about Maxey. Unfortunately, his Prism Silver, which is the card that we recommend, hasn't quite yet been performing. However, the playoffs certainly could be a marker that changes that. His Prism Silver and PSA 10 is up 10% over the last 7 days. However, it is down 15% over the last 60. Paul, I'm thinking kind of same strategies here. I think you try to use the play-in game as an opportunity to list as a buy it now or best offer that puts you square into the green. Don't budge until you know that you're going to make some profits there and kind of use the hype of the play-in game against the Heat tonight to try and get bites on that listing. Otherwise, you're probably going to have to hold until the next playoff series or until the next NBA hype cycle. So kind of a similar strategy on my thoughts for Maxi as it was for Zion. We just haven't seen Maxi move quite yet. I think it's probably on account of, you know, Joel Embiid missing a lot of time. The Sixers kind of falling off throughout the year. And a lot of other guys kind of gaining notoriety throughout the season, right? Like Anthony Edwards has really jumped. Tyrese Halliburton's really jumped. Lucas seems like he's taking the next step to being one of the top three in the league, right? So I think that those other guys jumping after Maxi kind of had his big jump early in the year combined with Joel Embiid's injury is probably why we haven't seen that market shift yet. But we're in the playoffs, guys. So just because it hasn't moved yet doesn't mean that it's not going to be moving in the next couple of weeks. I think listing in a buy it now or best offer until maybe they get to a deep playoff series puts you in a good spot where you can capitalize if people are willing to pay the prices, but you don't have to move it and risk it not paying out what you wanted to.
Yeah, I like Maxi. I think a lot of people in the hobby love Maxi. He's tough to make profit on. So for whatever reason, he's kind of like he always sells so well that it's there's never like a huge profit margin for him. There's a few cards we've run through the formula that you could profit on for a great, you know, great at PSA and things like that. But I mean, generally it's a hard one to buy low and sell high on. But I agree with your strategy. I think, you know, with the Prism Silver up 10% in the last 7 days, but generally overall, you know, still a bit down from where most people probably bought in at. I would definitely have it listed during the play-in game tonight because I think what we saw in last night's play-in games is a lot of interest in the NBA market. It's time. I think what a lot of people don't realize is it's April 17th. Typically, this stuff doesn't heat up till May, but Adam Silver, the owners, the NBA, the players, they've all done a great job really bringing relevance to NBA playoff basketball much early on in the summer, the spring, basically. So let's get your cards listed. The time is now. Tyrese Maxey's a great guy to have listed tonight. To your point, because I think at Philly against Miami, I think I don't know who's going to win, but I see it being as electric and as exciting as the New Orleans LA Lakers game. And I think that, you know, if you're auctioning off Maxi, you're probably going to be under a little bit, but if you're going to buy it now or best offer situation, and again, you price it at maybe 20 or 30% profit for yourself, which is a reasonable amount for the buyer. It's enticing, and it's also putting you in a good position after eBay fees and everything like that. You're just sitting back and enjoying the game and hoping Maxi goes off and somebody buys your card. And if it doesn't happen, then you still have the card. If the Sixers lose, they're still in it, right? They would still play the winner of Chicago and Atlanta. And so you could get another chance to list your Maxi card again. And then to your point, Connor, about Zion, if Philly somehow, you know, crawls their way into an actual playoff series, now we're cooking and you're probably looking at wanting to list your Maxi in an auction there to see if you can just move out of it before we don't want you necessarily holding cards all the way until October. That would be your next selling marker. So we want to try to move you guys out of the Zions and the Maxis before that. But I think worst case scenario, it would be you holding into October when these cards are probably going to see a little bit of a rise due to the hype of the start of next NBA season.
Yeah, I'm on the exact same page there. And I want to give a quick shout out to our guy, Koa C, who has dropped a question via Super Chat. Paul, I don't know if you want to hang on until we get through these next two players to address it, or if we want to go ahead and hop in and give our guy Koa an answer here.
Here's what we're going to do. Anyone who drops a Super Chat, so for those of you who don't know, and I apologize to everybody listening on Apple and Spotify because you can't be dropping a Super Chat, especially if you're watching this back on youtube.com/Paul Hickey. Only people who can drop Super Chats are in the live chat. But what we're going to do is anyone who drops a Super Chat, that's a donation to our company. So we appreciate that. And Koa is already a premium member at nooffseason.com. So props to Koa. Really appreciate you, man. Could have waited till the overflow show and got this in for free, but he drops a nice $10 donation to the company here. And we're going to drop everything we're doing and we're going to answer it right now. That's our policy with the Super Chat. So Koa needs this answered before Friday, which is when the next Overflow show is going to air. Says, I sniped the Caleb Williams Bowman lava 3 days ago. It's not going to get here to list for the draft. I think the hype will still be there to sell after the draft. He says, I'm $412 all in on the card. Should I wait till the training camp hype or list? Buy it now or best offer until then. So even for those of you watching this back or listening on Apple and Spotify right now, what a great question. Super relevant, very valuable to everyone to hear that. Thanks, Koa. Connor, I'm going to assume this is the Lava Auto 199 Auto out of 2022 Bowman, which is his first, which is a big card. Doesn't look like it's graded. So Koa, definitely correct me in the live chat if I'm incorrect on any of those things. I think you're fine, dude. I mean, if that's the card, because that's the card I have, and I'm holding a PSA 10 of that right now, and I'm not even listing it. Like, I don't even have it listed, and I listed all my other Caleb Williams cards in 10-day auctions that started last night. So literally every single card that I've been holding in anticipation of selling during this NFL draft season, that's the only card is the one that Koa has that I'm holding back. Now, it's in a PSA 10, but Koa, even if this is raw, this is a card that should continue to rise in value. And I see Gabe Davis in the live chat as well saying he will play in the preseason, so there's still time for hype, in my opinion. Well said by Gabe Davis. We'll have to check and see if the Jaguars play against the Chicago Bears, which is obviously Caleb's most likely destination, to see if Gabe's actually going to play against Caleb in the preseason. But no, I agree. All kidding aside, Koa, I think you're going to be totally fine. I love this card. Yeah, and he is confirming that it is that card raw. So the 2022 Bowman Chrome University First Prospect Auto Lava Refractor out of 199 for Caleb Williams. Beautiful card. Koa, I even think you have, if you think that's going to gem, I would even recommend potentially doubling down on that, sending it into PSA. I think this card has a runway of through the preseason for being a very, very valuable right card for the right player at the right time. So I think you're in good shape, man. Thanks for the super chat. Really appreciate the support. If anyone else wants to completely stop us in our tracks from whatever we're saying and get us to answer a relevant question, just drop a super chat in the live chat. We'll do it for you.
Paul, real quick, just to go in a little bit deeper, if he doesn't think that this is a card that will gem, do you think that as soon as he gets it, he should be listing it as a buy it now or best offer? If you list it at a price point where you're comfortable moving it, obviously it sets some sort of a ceiling on yourself, but at the end of the day, you could be losing out on early bites that give you cash flow if you get the price point that you want, right? So curious to think if he should be waiting in general, if he doesn't decide to send it in, and what you got there.
Yeah, that's a great thought. I mean, I love that you're adding additional value here for Koa. And so I think you're right. The tricky part is going to be, the reason why it's possible to quick turn a card like that, Connor, is that it's numbered out of 199. So you're not going to have, you're not going to have a lot of those listed. And so I see right here. Okay. So according to Market Movers, the last sale recorded of that card raw on any of the marketplaces that Market Movers tracks is $400 on January 4th. Now, it could be that Koa's sale hasn't been recorded yet, or it could be that Koa got this, you know, off of any of the marketplaces. It could be that he got it from a Discord. It could be that he got it from a Facebook group. It could be that he got it in person. So, Koa, to bring this home, I think Connor brings up a good point. If your sale is not going to be recorded, so if it's off of these platforms, if it's in person or if it's off of a social media group or off of Instagram or off of Discord or something like that, you could quick turn this card because, again, there's not going to be many listed. And the problem, though, is that if your sale is recorded, people are just going to look at the last comp. Right, they're always going to look at the last comp, which would be yours, Koa, at $400. This $400 one I'm talking about was on January 4th. That's not the same one, so it's different because you could play the game of, well, I'm going to list it at $650. There's no other listings for it. Somebody who wants it might pay $650 or offer $600 or $550. And if I bought it for $400, now Koa, Connor's right. He's onto something. But the tricky part is if there's a recorded sale of, say, the week of April 15th, and everybody can see that during the week of April 15th, there was a completed sale for $400 of this card, you can't really, you know, you could list it at $650. You could get lucky, but chances are that people are just going to see that last really, really recent comp, and you're just not going to get that. So the good news is you've got the selling marker of the hype rise of Caleb Williams making his Bears debut or wherever he lands in the NFL draft. We don't know. Love the purchase. Think you're going to move it for a profit at least by August. I think that Connor could be onto something, though, that why not list it when you get it? Take better photos of it and list it for, you know, $650, $750. See what happens.
Koa, thank you for the dono in the super chat there. Hopefully that answer did help you out and appreciate the support from your end. Moving back into our NBA discussion, up next is a guy that we love, Paul Ant-Man, Anthony Edwards. We talked about his Prism Silver a lot. That card's up 7% over the last 60 days. Paul, I think this is a scenario where there's probably not a whole lot of action here unless you want to do what we're saying, list it really high and buy it now or best offer before their playoff series starts. But hang tight and be ready to liquidate this card. We obviously will keep you guys posted via sell alerts when the time to list him comes. Paul, I'm curious to see what you think that selling strategy may look like when we do get to a point. Do you think we're going to wait until maybe a deeper round in the playoffs to try to sell him, or do you think maybe auction during his first playoff round? Obviously, this is kind of forecasting, but what are your thoughts on Anthony Edwards' movement?
My thoughts are I'm so excited about this card, the Prism Silver 2020 PSA 10. I've talked possibly more about this card than any other card over the last year. And I've talked about a lot of freaking cards, a lot. So I'm very, very excited about this card. I love Anthony Edwards. And I think that the answer comes in what are you into the card for always, right? And this is a perfect example. What are you into the card for? I think if most of you have followed us over the last 6 to 12 months, you probably into this card for somewhere between $500 and $600. So right now, the average sale price of this card in the last 14 days is $641. So you're up, right? So I think the move with this card is to list this card for about $750, buy it now, and be ready to tear it down at any point and relist it in a 7 to 10 day auction if he like goes off, or if the T-Wolves, you know, sweep the first round series and look like they're rolling, right? So I think he's also on USA Basketball for the Olympic team, which looks like another dream team. For those of you who haven't read that roster, Google it. You'll get excited. Kawhi Leonard like got the last spot. So if that tells you anything. So Anthony Edwards is going to be, I think, probably a big part of that team. So I think that you've got some selling markers and some hype cycles. If FIBA was any indication, his card price, this card was selling for $750, $800 during FIBA. I was a little greedy and I waited because I thought it was going to continue to go up. I was wrong. It's come down. So it could be that the Olympics, if the NBA playoffs don't get it to back up to $800, then the Olympics could. But I think if you're into this card for between $500 and $550, it would be a smart move to list it for about $750 in a buy it now, right now. And just see what happens. Hopefully I would be fine. Like even if you sort of get sniped and somebody grabs it for $750 after he goes off, you still made a profit. So, you know, I don't know that this card's going to get up to $1,000 really anytime soon. I think he might have to win the NBA championship or an MVP at some point in his career. I think at some point in his career, this will be a $1,000 card. I just don't necessarily recommend that we all hang on that long. I think that it's a good move to really look to liquidate Ant-Man. I think out of all the players that we've talked about so far, Zion, Maxi, Ant-Man, he's the one that I would want to be holding right now. I'm happy I'm holding him, but I'm looking to sell soon.
I love it. Good breakdown. And the Timberwolves do face the Suns in the first round of the playoffs. So if things get off to a hot start for the Timberwolves, we could see those prices explode. Like I said, be sure to keep up with our content and text sports cards to 1-833-992-5727 to have those alerts to stay up to date on what to do with Ant-Man's cards when those when and if those prices jump. Up next, Paul, we're going to head on over to someone that we don't talk about a ton, but he has been on our rankings at nooffseason.com for several months. That's Luka Doncic. He's had an unbelievable year, 35, 10, and 9 averages. I'm kind of thinking the same thing with his market here. He hasn't moved a whole lot. It's been pretty flat over the last 60, 30, 14, and 7 days. He does have a couple of cards that are up, like his Prism Base and PSA 10, which is a card that if you got in around the $200 mark, it's up to about $285 now or something like that. I don't hate the idea of looking to move that one in the first round of the playoffs. However, Paul, I think with Luka, you're probably going to need a deep playoff push to really see his prices go crazy here to get some true volatility from him. So I think if you're holding Luka right now, once again, maybe a good time to try and list in a high buy it now or best offer, but probably going to need him to make a deep push here to see those prices really explode. Curious to see your thoughts on Luka.
Yeah, Luka is like one of those guys where in spite of all of his popularity and ability to dominate the game in the NBA and in international play, which is always important for selling markers, his card market, you know, he's got so many cards. He's got so many PSA 10s. It's very diluted. You have to have a massive Luka card really to move it because they're kind of a dime a dozen. So while there's opportunity with Luka, you know, the other thing that he has kind of going against him in his card market is that he's so good for individual performances that it's really going to take an NBA championship or at least a finals appearance to really move his card market up significantly from where it is. So I think you're definitely hanging tight on Luka because while a lot of his cards are up in the last 14 days, it doesn't mean that they're up from where you bought in at. Now, if they are up from where you bought in at, then I think you're really more playing the game of like, let's go ahead and move out unless it's a massive card. So if you've got like his 2018 Hoops PSA 10 and you're up the 23.2% that card's up right now over the last 14 days, or you've got his 2018 Prism Silver, sorry, his 2018 Prism Base PSA 10, which is a pop 19,977 in PSA 10. And you're up, you know, the $15 that card's up right now. You know, those different things, it's not a huge profit margin and it's not enough to really necessarily even cover all of your eBay fees. So it's probably more of a break even. There's still kind of dime a dozen cards. His 2018 Donruss base PSA 10 pop 11,387. So unless you've got a massive Luka card, I would look to move out of it during the NBA playoffs this year, because he's just going to continue to have a market that doesn't really do anything until he wins an NBA championship. And who knows if that's ever even going to happen at this point. I love Luka. I think he's one of the best individual players in the game, but those individual performances really aren't going to do anything for his card market. Again, you'd have to have a massive Luka card. So, you know, unless you've got an auto, like a rookie auto of some sort for him, then I think you're looking to move on probably early on in the NBA playoffs here while his market generally is rising.
And guys, if you're holding more basketball cards of players that are in the playoffs, running, wondering what to do, just head on over to nooffseason.com/ask. You can drop a question there for the overflow show, and we'll give you exact advice. Let us know what cards you have, what player, what price you got in at, and we will give you advice on how and when to sell those. I do have one more player I wanted to touch on, Paul, that's actually been knocked out of the playoffs already, and it's just kind of an awareness thing for our listeners, and that's Klay Thompson. Obviously, you know, gone through some injuries. The Warriors dynasty is kind of falling off, it seems. There's news he's going to be an unrestricted free agent this year. News that the Magic want him. I just got news a second ago, actually, that the Dallas Mavericks are a potential suitor for Klay Thompson during the offseason. Guys, if you've been holding Klay Thompson over the last few months, whatever it may be, I think this trade marker, Paul, might be potentially one of the last times that you can get out of Klay Thompson for a profit where kind of the hype spike sees those prices go up. What do you think about Klay?
Yeah, like that's brilliant, Connor. Like, for example, right now, his 2012 Prism 203 base PSA 10 is a pop 944. 23 sales of that card in the last 90 days. That's up $30. So with the rumors of a potential trade is a good time to sell that card because it's up and he's in the news. His 2011 SP Authentic 23 base PSA 10 is a pop 861. That card sold 12 times in the last 90 days. That's up 72%. It's up $24. But when else are you going to be able to move that card? When else do people care about Klay Thompson? So again, unless you're like a Klay Thompson super collector or you have a massive, massive, you know, super short print, low serial numbered, you know, you're not going to have probably a gold. There's no rookie prism really for Klay Thompson because his first prism was in 2012. Everybody's first prism that goes back that far was in 2012. He just doesn't really have a lot of great rookie cards. So his card market is not what the more ultra modern guys' card markets are. So when else are you going to sell Klay Thompson? Like, I mean, you could wait for a potential free agent move or wait for a potential trade, but you're probably getting more interest in people wanting to, you're leaving more meat on the bone because if you're selling him now, you're up 73% or 37% on either of those two cards that likely people have. And you're also leaving meat on the bone for people, enticing them to buy in during the news that he might be traded when in reality, news is news. Sell now.
Yep. I love it. Yeah. It's just that we just don't have that many more. Like, he's obviously at the tail end of his career, right, Paul? So stay tuned for updates there. Depending on where he goes, especially if he goes to a contender or somewhere that could be a good fit, then that hype could be very real for Klay Thompson.
Yeah, and one more thing, because you're onto something here. He's at the end of his career. And basketball Hall of Fame announcements do zip for card prices. Absolutely zip. Basketball Hall of Fame is not the same thing as baseball and football Hall of Fame, everybody.
Exactly.
As much as I love Chauncey Billups, because I worked with him in Detroit, he's a great guy. Mr. Big Shot was his nickname. NBA Finals MVP. And I'm not saying he shouldn't be a pro basketball Hall of Famer. He should be. But the reason he should be is because it's a watered down Hall of Fame. Look at it this way. They want people to be in the pro basketball Hall of Fame. But there's significantly less players in basketball that have to go through that process than there are in football and baseball. So while it is a pro sport Hall of Fame in the top three pro sports of all time, it's not the same from a prestige standpoint. Congrats to Chauncey. Klay should get there one day too. That's going to do nothing for his card market. The only reason why Chauncey's in it is because of the NBA Finals MVP. Without that, and that is a big credential, but without that, Chauncey Billups isn't a Hall of Famer. Klay Thompson probably is, but I don't think that's going to do anything for his actual basketball card market. So I think with Klay in news right now, it's like I would list. I'd get out of that. And I'd probably, those two cards I was talking about, that's $135 and a $40 card. So and the $40 card is up $24. The $130 card is up $30. I would move out of those cards in like 3-day auctions with this hype.
I love it. Yeah, that's a great point that the Hall of Fame is kind of watered down when it comes to basketball. There's some names in there that are like, how on earth are they a Hall of Famer? So really good point. Last thing before we switch over to our top five graded cards, Paul, just got the notification. Breaking news here on the Sports Card Strategy Show. Zion Williamson is out for the elimination play-in game versus the Kings per Woj. He has announced that. So, guys, we don't have news as to the degree of the injury. I'm seeing some people speculate that he had a torn hamstring, but some people think it's just tweaked. We don't really know there. So, going to have to stay tuned in terms of, one, if the Pelicans are able to win the elimination game there and get to the first series of the playoffs or not. But interesting breaking news, Paul.
Very, very mysterious, Connor. This only word I can come up with for this Zion injury is mysterious. But you know what's not mysterious? Grading your cards with CGC Cards. Are you ready to start grading your cards? CGC Cards is the perfect place to slab your favorite sports cards. From their crystal clear holders to their affordable pricing, CGC Cards is the perfect stop for your grading needs, especially if you're grading for your PC. If you're not grading for your PC and you're looking to flip, we kind of recommend PSA, but we want you to go to cgccards.com to start grading today. Perfect PC protection there. And perfect portfolio protection is running things through the formula, right, Connor? So what do we got cooking up here for our top five sports card opportunities to buy a card pre-graded, already graded, to flip? All you have to do, guys, to make money on this based on our formula is just buy these cards as they stand today. You don't even have to get them graded, and we think you can make money on them. Connor, what do you got cooking here?
Yeah, we've been talking basketball for a minute now, and we're going to stick with it for just a second. We're actually going to talk about a guy, Paul, that you talked about on Monday's show, and that's Scoot Henderson, his 2023 Prism Silver and PSA 10, although just a pop count 92. This was mentioned on Monday's show as a raw to grade as well. Target cost of this card right now is around $110. You would need to own 9 of these cards, and then for them to get to an average cost of $200 to profit $500 off of 1,100 invested. That's a return on investment of around 45%. Paul, I do think it's worth noting that these prices for Scoot's card in particular are probably going to continue to drop just with the Blazers not being relevant during the playoffs and the offseason approaching, which is really why this option isn't higher on our list. But if you look really at historical prices for this card, it's probably undervalued right now. And like we mentioned, if it gets back to that $200 point, it becomes a 45% return. Henderson really seemed like he was starting to come into his own last season, Paul. You know, we're excited to find options for this card kind of in that target price range. And that's a big thing, guys. You have to find cards in the target price range. It's not always going to be easy. That's why these are on our top five list. But if you can find them in the range, you're giving yourself high upside. And using the next NBA hype cycle as a sell marker, or even, Paul, the summer league, if he plays well during the summer league, I think this could be a good option.
There are consigners at all times that are listing these cards, these types of cards in auctions. So if you're listening to this and you're like, this is a pop 92 card, guys, and you're saying we need to own 9 of them to get to this profit of $500, right? You can find them. Like, I'm looking at them right now on eBay, and you've got consigners listing them. You've got PC Sports Cards. PC Sports Cards alone has 3 of these cards listed right now. And there's 7 hours remaining on all of the auctions. What's fascinating to me, I'm just going to sidebar real quick here, Connor, is you can learn so much from just watching what other people do on eBay. What do they have listed? What do they have it listed for? How much time is remaining on these auctions? It's just so much market data right in front of our eyes for free that if we analyze it enough, it can really help our sports card strategy. So bringing it back to Scoot, you can get this card right now. And I don't know why anyone in their right minds would be selling this card. Thank God for consigners. Thank you, consigners. Thank you for making listeners of the Sports Card Strategy Show money. Okay, this is what we do, people. NoOffseason.com fam. We find these opportunities that you can go get right now because you have these big ass consigners that are just taking in everyone's crap and throwing it out there. This is one man's crap is another Sports Card Strategy Show listener's treasure right here, people. Go get these Scoot Hendersons, scoop up Scoot, and it doesn't even matter what he does because based on our formula, we're just taking real historical market data from similar cards from similar players that sell for a profit at upcoming markers that exist where nothing has to happen with Scoot Henderson. All that needs to happen is that there needs to be an NBA season that starts in October. And this card's going to go up. So if you can get it for the target cost of $110, you're going to make money on this. Our formula says it's about a 45% ROI. If you can get that card now for around $110 and then move it either during the summer league, which maybe he'll play in, or during the beginning of next NBA season. So I love Scoot right now in his 2023 Prism Silver PSA 10.
Yeah, and real quick for Shane Graham says, did we say the Scoot Silver Raw is $100? No, these are PSA 10s. These are pre-graded cards that you can then flip. If you look at recent sales for this card, you'll see $138 is the most recent. But before that, $104 on April 14th jumps up to $150 on the 12th. But before that, $102 on the 9th, $104 on the 4th, and $119 on the 2nd. So this card is attainable, kind of that $100 to $125 price range there. So excited to see what this card really does. According to the formula, it's going to be a good one to invest in. And Paul, we're going to stick to basketball for one more on this list. Tyrese Haliburton, his 2020 Prism base in PSA 10, which is a pop 1,022. Target cost would need to be around $35 for this one. And you need to own 19 of these cards and for them to sell at an average price of $75, which they did often, Paul, in February and March, to profit $500 off of a $611 investment, which is a return on investment of 82%. Paul, I think this is an interesting option, but you would have to start picking these up quickly if you're trying to use the playoffs as a sell marker, obviously, as the Pacers will face the Bucks on Sunday, the 21st, to start their first round series. And I think, Paul, obviously you could use this as a sell marker, but it'd be kind of hard to stack up options that quickly. However, because of Halliburton's injuries and kind of the second half slump that he's had, I think that's probably why he's selling at a discount now, which makes this such an interesting buy. So you can still purchase him now at the desired cost, maybe whether before the series starts. Probably needs to be before the series starts, Paul, because his prices could spike again, especially with them playing Giannis and the Bucks. But if you can get it at the target price and then hold until the next NBA hype cycle, there's some real opportunity to make profit here with Tyrese Halliburton.
Yep. The key to this entire formula is the target price. If you could get in at the target price, if you can't, just move on to another card. But if you can get this Halliburton 2020 Prism base PSA 10 for the target cost of around $33, it's only a pop 1,000. I mean, if you compare that to, say, LaMelo Ball's 2020 Prism, Anthony Edwards' 2020 Prism base, God forbid Ja Morant or Zion's 2019 Prism base PSA 10s. I mean, you got pop counts for Ja and Zion a year prior to this Halliburton of 20,000 some. So, I mean, Wemby's Prism base from 2023 is already double this. So, I mean, it's actually a pretty darn good price for a card that you could sell in October. I mean, he was basically Mr. October in November anyway this year. So it could very well happen again next year if things don't really pan out for him in the Pacers early on in the playoffs. But yeah, it's not a card that you would be able to really quick flip if you wait. But if you buy this card in the next 48 hours, it's conceivable that you could get it in your possession at a selling marker that's during this NBA playoffs that you would want to move it at. So it could be an interesting quick flip. We've seen crazier things happen in the hobby where a card would go from, you know, $15 to $30 all the way up to $80, $90, $100. And, you know, why wouldn't Tyrese Halliburton be a guy that would have an incredible playoff performance and all of a sudden have the spotlight on him? And this card could easily triple from its $33 price point right now. So again, you got to make sure that you get in at the target cost, but I really, really love this card. And I really, really love the formula, and not just because I want to self-promote all the freaking time, everybody, because I know you're probably rolling your eyes at me. That's fine. I love the formula because I never would have thought that this card would be an area of our focus. Like, I would have written this card off. I would have been like, who wants a base Prism PSA 10? Who cares? Tyrese Halliburton's great, but he's not that great to go buy his base Prism PSA 10. And yeah, it should be $33. I mean, I would have taken a massive dump all over this card if it wasn't for the formula. So I love the formula. And I love you, Connor, for picking this one out, because what a great potential opportunity. Super relevant right now.
Definitely. And we're going to have another interesting pick, so hang tight. We're not there quite yet, but the formula spit out that probably we would never recommend. But before we get there, we got to go to a guy that Paul typically wouldn't recommend, whether it be for investment purposes or personal reasons. That's Aaron Rodgers. Well, this is not Paul's guy. He is the formula's guy. If you look at target cost for his 2005 Upper Deck Rookie Premier Base, number 16 in PSA 10, which is a pop count of 1850, target cost of $75. If you look at the last three sales, it's $74, $81, and $72. So it is attainable for that price. Paul, you need to own 14 of these cards, and for them only to jump to their 365-day average, which is $140, at that point you could profit $500 off of a $1,014 investment, which is a return on investment of 49%. And nothing needs to happen here, Paul. It just needs to get back to what it's been trading at literally all year. 365-day average, $140. These are conservative numbers, and I truly believe, and the data supports, that this card could sell for even more during the NFL hype cycle, and if/when the Jets get off to a solid start during the regular season. I think this Rodgers card is really underpriced right now, Paul, and data suggests it. The chart suggests it. Trend suggests it. What do you got to say about A-Rod?
I mean, I can't argue with the formula. You know, I could have argued with you without the formula. I could have said, I hate Aaron Rodgers. He's a despicable human being. He's the scum of the earth. Go away. Never think about his cards ever again. great collateral benefit for Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall, who I really like heading into the 2024 NFL season, but Rodgers sucks. But an ROI of 49% doesn't suck. And if the formula spits it out, you got to trust it, people. So I put the formula over my Aaron Rodgers hate any day of the week, and that should blow some minds. So if you feel the need to make money, go buy this card. As long as you get it for the target cost of $75. Great job by Connor here with the last three sales of 74, 81, and 72. 2005 Upper Deck Rookie Premier Base PSA 10, number 16. Pop under 2,000. I mean, I'm not surprised that less than 2,000 people want this card because it is Aaron Rodgers, but I mean, I'll take the money. I'll take the 49% ROI. The question is, will I actually go buy this? Will I personally actually go buy this? I don't know. TBD. Maybe. Quick question here before we get to the next card. I'm just going to answer because it is our sponsor, CGC Cards. Mr. T actually asks, thank you, Mr. T, for this. And Mr. T has given super chats in the past. So I'm just going to give Mr. T credit for his past super chats and interrupt the show. He says, promo code available for CGC, so Sports Card Strategy gets credit for the new customer. No, there's not a promo code available. However, if you go to nooffseason.com and click the banner and then like create your account or your grading submission and anything like that, then we get credit. So if you just click the banner ad at nooffseason.com, any of the banner ads, Mr. T, that'd be very helpful. And Mr. T, if you email me and maybe I can get you some kind of discount. We do have a discount that we can use. Actually, Andy Kaysen and I both do. So I know you're a football card quester, Mr. T, so you could reach out to either of us and we can hook you up. But speaking of football card quest, I wonder if Andy would buy this card, this Aaron Rodgers card, for an ROI of 49%. He probably would, right, Connor? Would you?
I would definitely buy this card, especially seeing, I mean, you would only need 14 of them. Pop count near 1,900, so that's an attainable number. The last three sales are all, like, it's not like it's the last three sales are 130, 114, and then 72, and we're using that number. The last three sales are pretty much right on target with the target cost. It is attainable. I think it's a good one to pick up, and you really don't need him to actually perform well, as I imagine he'll play very little in the preseason. So I think this is a good option. But, Paul, as we move into number two, this is the one that I was talking about a second ago that's very interesting that we probably would never have recommended, especially this high on our list of the top five cards to buy graded and flip. And that's Micah Parsons, a defensive player. His 2021 Prism Laser in PSA 10, even though pop count just 191, I think is a fantastic option. Target cost is $30 for this card. Paul, you need to own 15 of these cards and for them to sell at an average price of $80, which it did a number of times between July and November of 2023. And actually, Paul, if you look at the two-month average cost between October and November of last year, the average cost of this card is $86, which is higher than that target price that we're looking for. So it's actually a very doable selling price. At that point, if you were holding 15 of them and they got up to $80, you'd profit $500 off of a $440 investment, which is a return on investment of 113%. Paul, this is why the formula is so cool. This time last year, we would never recommend buying Micah Parsons as a safe investment, maybe as a flyer play just because the card's down, but very interesting find here. And I think it's a good buy, even though it'd be difficult to obtain 15 of them, obviously, with a pop count under 200, but it's a good option.
Micah Parsons is a big name. I mean, he's one of the probably three or four defensive players that would be worth taking a look at. So I love that you looked at him and threw him into the formula. I love it, man. Prism Laser, PSA 10, low pop, a lot of hype around the Cowboys every year. I mean, say what you will about Dak Prescott and their lack of, you know, being able to make it deep into the NFL playoffs. I mean, the Cowboys have one of the largest fan bases. Micah Parsons has high draft capital. So I really like the Micah Parsons buy low right now. $30. I love it. I mean, if you can get this card for the $30, you know, target cost, you probably could get 15 out of the 191 of them, similar to how you could get 9 out of the 92 Scoots. And then you wait till, you know, September, October, and it could be an $86 card. It's not going to go down lower than this. I love that it's the number two overall card right now. So ROI of 113%. I mean, you can't ignore that. You can't ignore that. Last week we talked about Najee Harris. We never would have really thought of him. I mean, we would have thought of things like the Najee Harris kaboom. We would have thought of things like the Michael Parsons kaboom potentially, but not the just the prism laser PSA 10 or the optic hollow PSA 10, things like that for those guys. So yeah, I like this card a lot.
As we roll into number one for this week's top five graded cards, Paul, I think it's a no-brainer for all the qualities that it shows us. High pop counts, a very attainable number of cards to pick up, low entry point for those of you that are on a budget, and high return on investment. That's Tua Tagovailoa's 2020 Donruss base PSA 10. Obviously, Tua's been on our rankings for quite some time. Now it is the time to be buying quarterbacks. We do have the upcoming NFL hype season as a sell marker. This 2020 Donruss base and PSA 10 target cost of $21. You would need to own 26 of these cards for them to reach an average selling price of $50, which it sold for frequently between the fall and winter of 2023 to profit $500 off of just $552 invested, which is a return on investment of 90%. Paul, I think now is the perfect time to be buying Tua, knowing that you'll only have to hold for a couple of months before the NFL hype cycle raises his prices. And as I mentioned, that pop count of 3768 makes this play extremely doable to try to pick up 26 of these. So it sits at number one, high return on investment, right player. What we didn't used to think was the right card, but now is the right card, and it's definitely the right time and the right price. So love this Tua card.
I love this too. And like the only hard part about this is going to be finding it at the $21 target cost, but it's definitely possible because that's based on super, super recent comps. And there's almost 4,000 of these things out there. And this is a card that really is seen as one with a low upside. So when you have a card like this, it was one of his early rookie cards. Donruss comes out early in the release schedule. And then it's kind of usurped by Prism and Optic and Contenders and some of the other higher end releases that come out. So it doesn't get the buzz. So it's very, very possible that, you know, several thousand people want to just move out of this card, right? And so as people are just wanting to move on from things and into other things, snatch it, flip it. You can 2X easily on this. Or close to 2x easily on this. The formula gives it an ROI of 90%. So for anyone out there thinking that, you know, we're just spitting out data and there's no action here, it's actually reverse engineered. It's actually what actions can we take to make X amount of profit? And then we go throw as many cards into that as we can find. And then we bring you the best ones. We bring you the best ones on the Sports Card Strategy Show week in and week out. And we bring you the best ones at nooffseason.com, where you can go actually find the listings and try to secure them for the target cost because they're out there. So we know, again, that the NFL is going to have a season in 2024. We know each year there's a lot of hype around the season that rises prices of pretty much every NFL player, but for sure, the top quarterbacks. Tua is still in that discussion as one of the top quarterbacks in the league. And so great, great, great number one card here. It's a simple one. Again, we've said it a million times already on this show, but without the formula, I would have taken a massive, massive, massive dump on this card. But thanks to the formula, it's right there in the mix, along with another massive dump, Aaron Rodgers.
Had to drop that part in there. Paul's going to stick to his guns when it comes to Aaron Rodgers. Guys, that is our top five graded cards to buy and flip. Hopefully you guys did enjoy those options. And if you do pick any of them up, let us know. We want to see how you do with them. Paul, we do have a number of things from the live chat that we want to touch on before we wrap the show. But guys, if you have any additional questions, be sure to head over to nooffseason.com/ask. That is going to be the best possible place that you guys can enter questions to get valuable information from us there. It actually gives us the time to sit down, do our research, and make sure we're giving you guys the best possible answers, as much as we like to answer questions on the show. It truly can be difficult sometimes to keep up with everyone's questions and make sure we're giving you guys the true value. So nooffseason.com/ask. That's going to be your spot to get the best possible advice that you can from us. Paul, we've got a lot started here, so I'm going to give you the reins to go ahead and run through what you want to touch on. Take it away.
Yeah, thanks to everybody out there watching and listening. We appreciate it. And thanks to the people who were able to make it into the live chat today. Sports cards are life. finally able to make a live. Love the show. Appreciate you. I think Pete here in the live chat might just be trying to use reverse psychology to get some deals on some cards, because he's saying sell before it's too late. I think he's trying to get everybody to just go ahead and sell so that he can snatch everything up. Not a bad strategy. Eric Sorensen asked me, had I ever ripped wax, even though it's not a sports card strategy? I definitely have. And, you know, it's definitely not a sports card strategy. It doesn't do it for me, but I do love the hobby. I do buy wax mainly to give it away as a gift to nooffseason.com premium members. But I don't typically rip anymore, but I have in the past. And I guess maybe I've had some fun. I don't know. Not that much fun, but I do love the hobby. Christopher Bell. So I want to recap this for Chris real quick. Great question. He says, how much is the total initial investment of all the cards added up if you decided to follow the formula and bought the top five talked about cards? So again, you could do all this at nooffseason.com because the math is all there and you can get a free 30-day trial. But Chris, we're going to answer it for you. So like basically, I'll just recap from one to five briefly. You'd have to invest $552 in Tua. That would be, this is off of trying to make a $500 profit. The profit number is an arbitrary number that then gives us how many of each card you would need to get that number. When we plug it into the formula, we can put any number in as the profit number. It's never going to change the ROI. So that really means you can buy as many of these as you want and you would still get the ROI number. But to make $500, you would need to spend $552 on the two. So 500 times five is 2,500. So you'd be looking to make $2,500 total on buying into our top five today. So 552 plus 441. Just do this math. I'm not going to do it for you.
I'm doing it.
Oh, Connor already did it. What is it?
No, keep giving me numbers. I'm just adding up.
Okay. 552, 441, 1,014. And then you'd need for the Halliburton, you'd need 611. And for Scoot, you'd need what's the total amount? I guess it would be 990. Yeah, you'd need 990 for the Scoot.
Yeah, so we're looking at a $3,600 investment to make $2,500 of net profit.
That's pretty freaking good, people. So, Chris, thanks for the question. Just want to say hello to Brad Smith, Lonnie Conley, Ryan Witcher, Baseball Card Curmudgeon, and Rim Hawken for also being in the live chat. Again, everybody go to nooffseason.com/ask, and we will absolutely shout you out. Also, Mountain Lake Cards and Games in the house, and our guy Ryan Painter. Last but definitely not least, L of the Week, Chet NT came back as altered. Ryan, we love you. We hope you get that fixed by submitting it to PSA or CGC, CGC Cards, cgccards.com could be an interesting place to submit it. But no, for real, Ryan, I would definitely get that thing over to PSA. Everybody, thanks so much for watching and listening to this edition of the Sports Card Strategy Show. For Connor Barnett, head of content at nooffseason.com, I'm Paul Hickey. Have a great day. Thanks so much for being here with us on the Sports Card Strategy Show. To connect with us further, please subscribe to the YouTube channel at youtube.com/Paul Hickey. Please also give us a follow on Instagram at Sports Card Strategy and on X at No Off Season Card. We also have a Discord that you could join at sportscardstrategy.com. Everyone, I'm Paul Hickey. For the rest of us here at nooffseason.com, have a great day. We'll see you again soon.